Who let the dogs out?
Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. When you hear that song, haven't played that one in a while, you know it's Frisky Friday. And Frisky Friday is an opportunity for me to help our area shelters, dog rescues, people that are really making a difference in our community, taking care of so many of the animals lost and found, the ones that are strays, and the ones that have been simply been abandoned or just running wild. So it's a great opportunity to have all the different groups come in. And I'm very fortunate to have with us today, Mary is back with Pensacola Humane Society. She was on yesterday. They got a big thing going on this week, and I really wanted to be sure and give them the opportunity to let you know that if you've been thinking about getting a pet, guess what? You can actually get one for free this weekend, y'all. No fees, nothing.
Well, it's just today.
Just today. Dog days of summer. Okay, so yeah. Mary McClellan is here. She is a great advocate and great spokesperson for the Pensacola Humane Society. So, Mary, tell us a little bit about the Humane Society in case someone's not familiar with what you do, and then the big dog days of summer that's going on right now.
That's right. We are a nonprofit in town. We're not a municipality, so every dollar we earn or fundraise goes straight to the care of our furry little friends. What we do is we take animals in, cats and dogs, and we give them whatever treatment they need. We give them vaccines, microchips. If they need to be spayed or neutered, they're spayed or neutered, which, on a side note, that is the law in the state of Florida. If you're an animal shelter, you have to spay or neuter them.
I didn't realize that was a law now.
Well, yeah. And it's...
well, it's important.
It is. It really is. So oftentimes, if an animal is too young, we'll do foster to adopt.
Oh, so okay.
They can take them home and foster them and just bring them back. And then once that's done, they adopt them.
Okay,
so, yeah.
Great.
So that's what we do. And we just get them all ready for their forever homes so that, you know, when they don't have to go right away to the vet.
They've already been.
They're
everything's
ready to
taken
go.
Care of. It's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a great thing. And this week with today being the last day, normally if something like that, I mean, not that you would charge that, but if you did it yourself, it'd be $300-$400 to have all those things
done.
Yeah,
sometimes
more.
Even more. Some of the things we see come in the door need a lot of treatment. Like we just recently had a little puppy named Barney.
Yeah.
And Barney came in with an abdominal hernia that needed a mesh inserted into his abdomen to repair the hernia. That's out of our league.
Right.
So we had to get quotes and have it, to vet local vets and find out that surgery was going to cost $4,500. Or
wow.
Let me put it this way. It is going to cost $4,500. And so I did a campaign and just a special appeal. The community answered very generously. We had some funds left over that are going into our
awesome
animal crisis fund and to help the next animal, you know.
I love
that. So, you know, that normally would be something we would not be able to intake that animal. The animal was owner surrendered. Because they just simply could not afford to have the dog.
So he's going to get help. So it's a happy ending to this story.
Yes.
Plus extra money for some other injured animals. So that's a great thing.
Absolutely.
So in talking to you about the big thing today, so if you were thinking about getting a dog or a cat, and you're thinking, well, it's just the fees, blah, blah, blah. Because normally it's not that much, but the fees are, what are they normally?
We're very reasonable if you compare us. We're $99.
Yeah, that's still cheap by
normally
comparison.
Yes. However, this week we've been doing free adoptions. So, you know, or if you want to sponsor an adoption, you can as well.
Oh, that's a nice idea.
Yeah,
too.
You can always sponsor an adoption.
Oh, I like
just
that.
Pay the $99 and you can specify which animal it is, or you can just say any animal.
Oh, I like that.
Absolutely.
Okay. So if they come in today, what are the hours today?
Today we are open to the public 10 to 4.
Okay. How many animals are there now? Would you say? What's your best guess? Because I know you're at capacity, you said.
We are at capacity. Oh, gosh. I hate to even guess on that. I know. Yeah. I don't know. A lot of the reason why I say that is because a lot of them are in foster right now.
Right, right.
So they're not on campus, you know, not on site.
Mm-hmm.
But I know every kennel's full.
Right.
The cat room is very full.
So hundreds we're talking about.
No, not hundreds. Maybe, I don't know, 80 to 85.
Close enough.
At a time.
Sorry, that's close.
That's
a lot.
Yeah, to be honest. We do have a couple of nursing litters that are out in foster.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Yeah, so there's that. Gosh, hundreds. I can't even imagine how much money that would take.
Between the cats and the dogs and all that are being fostered.
If you think about it, looking at our budget and then dividing that by the number of animals that we take in every year,
mm-hmm.
you're looking at about $1,400 an animal from they're in the door to out the door.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a lot.
Absolutely.
So,
absolutely.
You know, but they get all those services.
Mm-hmm.
That's an average.
Right. So if I wanted to take a look, if I wasn't able to stop by right now, maybe I'm at work or something, but I've got a lunch break, where can I go to take a look? Because you post the pictures of the adoptable animals, right?
They're on our website. The ones that are adoptable are on the site immediately. Any changes we make, they immediately are made on the site.
Uh-huh.
So you can go there. You can come into the shelter at 5 North Q Street, which is just near the intersection of Garden and Pace.
That's good. Yeah, that's right. Right.
So we're
there.
Downtown.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the website's PensacolaHumane.org.
Yep.
Correct?
That's
okay.
Right. That's right.
So how can people help if they wanted to foster, or let's say someone maybe already has 5 pets and they don't have room to adopt anymore. How can we help? What can we do to help all these animals who are in need?
Well, the biggest thing is supplies. You know, so we take all kinds of blankets, linens, mm-hmm. food, lots of bleach and Dawn. We
mm-hmm.
go through that.
Because some of it's not really, I mean, it's always fun to get toys, but some of the needs are more, they're not as glamorous,
I would say. So, so you go to our Amazon wish list.
Yeah.
And you can get there through our website.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to How to Help, you'll scroll down to Amazon wish list. We just updated that list and took off a lot of things that we have enough of.
Oh, good.
So if
that's
it's on that list, collars and harnesses right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because when we adopt out,
mm-hmm.
we send them home with a collar.
Nice.
And a harness and a leash.
Yeah, okay.
So those. But if anybody's interested in adopting, back to that real
mm-hmm.
quick, is they come by the shelter. They look at the dog. We do a little personality, you know, to make meet and greet, make sure they're okay.
Right.
If you have another animal in your home, a dog, I wouldn't bring cats down, but if you have another dog, we definitely do require a meet and greet
mm-hmm.
prior to an official adoption.
That's smart.
So, you know, you wouldn't go in the morning, look at a dog, figure it out, and then mm-hmm. go home and get your other dog and bring it. Seriously.
I'm laughing because I just think it's so smart.
We have a place where we do that. It's called mm-hmm. Bud's Backyard.
Aw.
And it's in remembrance of one of our board members' husbands who passed away. So, so we bring all the dogs back there. They meet each other, smell, sniff. You know what they do.
Yeah, so. just like us humans.
Yeah, exactly. Well, okay.
Not quite, okay. I'm just kidding. We're here with Mary McClellan. She's with the Pensacola Humane Society talking about all the ways you can help, but really wanted to have her come back on today because they have a special day today, adoptions for free, no fees involved. And that is huge. Maybe you've been thinking about it, but you're like, I don't know if I can afford. It's a great opportunity to get a chance to meet these beautiful animals.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So if you want to help too, if you're sitting at that stoplight right now, I say this every Friday, click on Amazon, go to the Pensacola Humane Society's wish list, and you can click on something, purchase it right then, and they'll send it to them. They'll have it by tomorrow, which is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So you got a little something from one of our listeners, I believe, didn't
you? We did. Yeah, so we're getting an order today. We just got a notice that expect the order. So, yeah.
We're going to take credit because I think it was ordered right after our show. So
in the early afternoon? Yeah, right around noon.
I think that we can take mm-hmm. credit for that.
I think we will.
We got some towels or something that was ordered online. So thank you to our listener that did that. And any of you can do that. And you can do it in the time that the light goes from red to green.
That's right.
All right. We'll be back with Mary to talk more about the Pensacola Humane Society. If you have questions about fostering, adoption, or how you can help, or maybe even a comment, maybe you adopted your dog or cat from them, we'd love to hear from you. 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Frisky Friday on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Got Mary McClellan here with the Pensacola Humane Society. Big day today. You can adopt for free, so take advantage of that opportunity. And you get everything that you normally would get when you pay for it. So it's not like they're not giving you the microchip. They're going to be spayed and neutered. The vaccinations, all of that is included. It's the bargain of the century. And guess what? You can take home a little friend for decades.
That's right. Your forever friend.
Your forever
going
friend.
Going to his or her forever home.
Yeah. So I know there's a lot of things going on, Mary. What else have you got on your list to talk about today?
Well, let's see. Yesterday what I was going to tell you about was this. We had an adoption event at Chickpeas.
Yeah.
Chickpeas, and it's over on Pace.
Uh-huh.
And apparently that went really well. So
good. Okay.
Next week, we have a couple of events. Friday, we do Paws at Point Grand adoption event.
Okay.
But here's a cool thing. So we used to have a crew before I came along.
Okay.
Called Crew of Paws.
Yes.
And they kind of stopped back in like 2020, I think.
Mm-hmm.
They are coming back.
Uh-oh.
So I'm joining it.
Uh-oh.
I think it'll be really fun. But they're doing a community cookout, or a community, I should say, more of a come meet the crew and think about joining, right?
Okay.
That kind of thing on August 15th at Bayview Park.
Oh, how fun.
So
what time will that be?
Well, we're going to say 11 to 3.
Okay.
But we're talking about the time again because of all the heat that's
right.
been going on. But it'll probably be, you know, earlier in the day.
Okay.
We find that at night we might be interfering with.
Will that be on your website? We'll be able to find
it's
out?
It's on the website.
Oh, it's on there now. Okay, good.
Already. And what am I doing? Oh, I'm working on the page for the web form right now to join.
Cool. So, all right. That sounds like fun.
To join the cookout. The cookout is free.
Okay. So cookout's free, but you can join Crew of Paws. I like that.
Yes. Crew of Paws. So we're very excited about that. We have puppy yoga coming up.
Wait, what? Back up.
Puppy yoga.
How does that work? I wouldn't get one pose done if I was...
You lay on the floor and puppies crawl all over you.
No way. I wouldn't get one pose done. I'd be holding those puppies.
I know, right?
Not one. I'm just like, I should sign up for that.
You should.
Because then I don't have to do anything.
Then you can be like, I went to yoga today. You can tell everybody. You don't have to tell them about the puppies.
Yeah, there you go.
Laid on the floor.
Exactly. I'm good at that. Wow. When is that?
That is on August 28th. And it's at Fitology, which is a studio, and it's also Fit to Run.
Okay.
So it's Fitology and Fit to Run are together doing this.
Cute.
We have another Portside Pickleball Dog Days of Summer event.
Right.
On the 29th of August. And, of course, Barktoberfest.
That's going to be here before you know it.
October 18th.
Unbelievable. Okay.
We've moved it back to a Sunday.
Good.
We tried the Saturday.
Yeah.
It was, it was okay.
I liked Sunday. I don't know. I've always gone on the Sunday, so I kind of like that.
You know, in the Saturday, you're competing with so many, kids sports and,
especially
different
in the
activities.
Fall.
Yeah, in the fall. There's so many other things going on. Sunday seems apparently to go better.
Yeah, you can go by there after church or something, or if you've got other things going
on.
Absolutely. Yeah, I like that.
Dress your dog up if you want. You don't have to.
I've always gotten pictures there. You always have a place to take pictures. I love that.
That's
and you
right.
have every kind of resource and vendor. All your vendors are dog related or cat related.
Yeah.
It's really great. So,
yeah, it's a really fun event. So right now I'm doing my call for sponsors and vendors.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Now's the time.
Uh-huh. So you can contact me or go to our website is the best thing to do, PensacolaHumane.org, and go to events and Barktoberfest, and everything you need is right there.
Okay, great.
So,
all right.
Yeah.
Now, did they have to be dog-related, or can it be any vendor? I mean, anybody that
can
come.
Well, it can be any vendor.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, you're going to mostly see dog-related.
Yeah.
So the Beagle Benefactor, which is our big benefactor, is Action Therapy Group. They are fantastic. Jennifer Polly, she just adopted our longest resident, Sweetie Pie.
Oh, how long was Sweetie Pie there?
Oh, gosh, since December?
Wow, almost a year. Wow, that's
such
a long time.
Sweetheart.
Aww.
But she loves beagles, and so I named that sponsorship level for her. It's the highest one, the Beagle Benefactor.
I love it.
I get updates from her, and Sweetie Pie is doing great.
The mascot of the Beagle.
So she's got two Beagle brothers.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And then Bob Tyler Toyota is going to be the sponsor for our Bow Wow Backyard.
Okay.
And that's where we have activities for dogs. We have races for dogs of different size groups. And that's where our where we'll be and the Escambia County Animal Shelter will be doing dog adoptions.
Okay, very good. Yeah. Now, is there a costume contest, too, for the pets?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
I seem to remember that.
We do have a costume contest. We run them twice during the day in the gazebo. And trick. We do the trick one and the... really fun. It's really fun to watch.
Oh, it's
They're
a great
so
event. It's such a great event. So what's the date again so we can get it on our calendars
October 18th from 10 to 4 at Seville Square and Fountain Park.
Okay.
Fountain Park is our Bow Wow backyard. Mm-hmm. So that's where the fun stuff happens there. But you want to be a sponsor, you want to be a vendor, you want to volunteer, just go to our website.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. Talking with Mary McClellan with the Pensacola Humane Society, and I have to laugh. I'm looking at our text line. When the Boat Smart guys were here, they asked a question about what is the front of the boat called? And it's called the bow. So that was the word to send in for the answer. But I'm laughing because they keep coming up. Some folks keep sending it in, and I keep thinking it's Bow Wow. I know that's dumb, but I think, is this somebody from Frisky Friday sending in the Bow Wow?
That is a little out of place.
I was like, wait a second. I'm getting confused here. So the Boat Smart Contest is over, and we're talking to the Pensacola Humane Society. And if you want to send in Bow Wow, that's fine, but don't have a prize for you today. Okay, we will be back, and you can go to PensacolaHumane.org to find out more about all these events that we're talking about. But I would recommend going by today because the adoption fees have been waived for the day, and you can't beat that. We'll be back on Frisky Friday with the Humane Society and Pep Talk in just a minute. It's Frisky Friday on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Mary McClellan is here with the Pensacola Humane Society. Lots of fun things going on for our animal friends. So tell us what's happening today, Mary.
Well, today is the last day of our free adoption.
Yay!
We're waiving the fees.
And that's for both dogs and cats?
Yes.
So, everybody.
If we can make room in the shelter, we're at capacity pretty much. If we can make room, then we can take in more animals.
Yes.
And we get calls all the time. Oh, I asked the girls at the front desk before I came in today, what's one of the most outlandish things you've heard for phone calls? I mean, they're taking calls all day long.
Oh, I'm sure.
Someone wanted to bring a tortoise in to be scanned for a microchip.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do people do that? I guess so.
We scanned it, and there was no microchip, remarkably.
Right.
I don't know. I've never heard of a tortoise being microchipped.
But some people, the people that have tortoises as pets are very serious pet owners.
Absolutely.
So I know somebody that's very serious about their tortoise.
Okay. Well, they better microchip them then, I guess. And then when they're found, they can bring them and we'll scan
them. That's wild.
But anyway, so free adoptions today. Our adoption process is very streamlined. It's simple. We do require information, but, if you come in today and you want to adopt one of our animals, then it's not a long, drawn-out process.
Oh, that's good. So you can almost guarantee you'd come home with that animal.
Yeah, I mean, our theory is everybody deserves to have a pet.
Absolutely.
Which is another reason why we also offer a pet pantry twice a month.
Oh, nice.
And
when is that?
That is on the second and fourth Wednesdays of the month.
Okay.
On our website, you can find the information there. Go to our Amazon wish list. Anytime, you want to, and it takes 2 seconds.
So you go there, you see what's needed, and you can just click on that, buy it, and they'll have it the next day.
Yep.
Which
that's
is
right.
amazing.
That's right.
All right. What's that website one more time?
It is PensacolaHumane.org.
Okay. And your location?
It is 5 North Q Street. We're near the intersection of Garden and Pace.
Okay. So the Pensacola Humane Society will be open until what time today?
We will be open until 4.
Okay. Stop by there. There's lots of little animals looking for a new home. Thank you so much, Mary, for being here on Frisky Friday. I appreciate all that you do.
Thank you.